Good morning, my black, brown, white, Asian, all colored people. How y'all feeling today? Happy Thursday. Tomorrow is the last work day, unless you work Saturdays like I do, but I got it off, luckily. But today's segment, I want to talk about why do people stay in bad relationships? Why do they remain a want to be hurt in relationships? Like, I've been talking to people all week, and pretty much I get the same thing from people. And why do we stay in these hurting bad relationships? Like, this is something I would never really understand. I too was in relationships in my lifetime where it was bad for me, but I stayed in it. But why? Pretty sure many would agree. The first thing we would say is, oh, well, because we love this person. Like, that may be true, but love goes so far, you know. You can't continue to stay hurt in a bad relationship. You can't be miserable in your relationship. Everyone deserves happiness, and you can't give up your happiness. Well, people do it, but you shouldn't give up your happiness because you love this person for whatever reason, you know, you have. Definitely shouldn't be for materialistic reasons, but I know for me, there was a point in time in my life I was in a relationship and I was fucking miserable. And it was bad, but I stayed because I felt like that was the right thing to do. I felt like things could change. But during the midst of all that, hoping and wishing that things would change, like, my mind became very cloudy. Like, I was really angry with shit that was going on 24/7. And that kind of could alter your next relationships because you're holding in shit from the past. And being hurt in a relationship does not help anything for yourself, for your future boyfriend or girlfriend, anything. But you gotta find happiness. And if you can't find happiness, if you don't see happiness with that person that you with, you got to go. There's no reason in the world to want to stay committed with somebody that causes you so much pain and hurt and agony in that relationship. You gotta go. I don't give a damn how much money that person makes. I don't care how anybody look at this situation or want to say anything about that situation. It's you that controls whether or not you want to continue to stay hurt or not. There should be absolutely no reason why you would want to stay in a hurt relationship. But people do it. People seem to like to stay hurt. And I that's something I would never understand. Like, I get it, you know, people could only say so much to you, and it's up to you to ultimately figure out what you want to do. But if you going 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 years with this same person that caused you the same hurt day in, day out, you the fool. You are a fool. I seen people really go 30, 40 years. I've witnessed people go that long. And I'm only about to be 29, but I've seen people in relationships that long to finally realize, like, yo, I've been hurt for too long. It's time to hang up this jersey. We this can't go on. You got to go. Each person in this world, in this lifetime, is unique in their own beautiful way. And you either going to have the type of relationship where that significant other is going to help you grow in life and give you that stability in your mind to want to grow and be successful and happy in life. Or you're going to get that person who's always been miserable and mad and wants to drag everybody down and drag you down. if you notice that a person is that negative and want to drag you down, you should not be in that relationship, period. I don't give a fuck how good the pussy is. Don't care how good the dick is. You gots to go. You will always find somebody better. You can always do better. You can do bad by your damn self. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a marriage and you've done all you can in the years of that marriage that you can do to fight for your marriage or whatever, and that significant other just don't want to fight for it or it just don't work out, it's okay. It don't matter how the outside world look at it. If you feel that you need to get out of that marriage, you got to go. You know, people going to always have their opinion about your relationship. It's up to you. Like I said, it's up to you to want to be happy, to want your mind to be free of all bullshit. You know, people only love what they're accustomed to. So if you're accustomed to bullshit, you go keep attracting bullshit. My philosophy forever is shit. I can tell you till I turn blue what you should do. But if you like it, hey, I love it. You know. Now, I always try to use that analogy of the horse and water thing. I ain't gonna say it because I always get it wrong, but you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. I be saying it totally ass backwards. Something about you could lead the horse to the water but can't make him drink it. Something like that. But that applies to real life. But, yeah, like for real, being hurt in a relationship is no fun at all because you can carry that hurt for a long time. And it didn't even got to be hurt from a relationship. It could be something that went on in your lifetime that hurts you. You can drag that in your daily life and it could hurt your relationship with friends and family and your significant other. You know, it could be a lot of things that's detrimental to your life that happens where you're just this type of person. But I always suggest that people try yoga, meditation, Zen, whatever it is that you need to do to find that middle ground in your life, that balance between sadness and happiness. Do it. Some years ago, somebody told me about meditating and Zen and all that. And I've tried it, and it's very, very relaxing. I'm more calm now, this day and age, than I was some years ago. Eighth grade, I think, was the first time I ever got hurt by a girl in a relationship. And I carried that for a long time. I was like, man, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll date a girl and whatever happens, happen. And fuck that shit. And that's what it was. And even though I was young as hell, you know, eighth grade ain't really shit. But, yeah, I took that hard. Like, yo, like, I was into this chick. And she dumped me. And it wasn't even my fault. It was her fault. But I ain't gonna get into that. Because a lot of people know that situation. But, I just want to share with y'all that you got to find yourself. Only you can make you happy. Self-happiness, self-awareness, self. You got to put yourself before others at times. You know, you got to make yourself happy. You could be in a relationship where that other significant other tries to make you happy, but if you're not happy with yourself, you'll never be happy. So get one with yourself. If you're spiritual, religious, get one with God or Allah or Buddha, whoever you praise to, get right with them so you can get right with yourself, so you can get right with others. What they say in that damn movie? You can't change the world unless you change yourself. Same shit. You got to get it right with yourself. But, for this segment, I really didn't want that much. I just, the spur of the moment, felt like I should do a quick podcast on why do we stay in hurt relationships. We shouldn't stay in hurt relationships. You know, I feel like how we feel towards the other person makes us stay. you know, we'll quickly cry to the other person, like, you know, X, Y, and Z, I hate feeling this way and blah, blah, blah. But yet we defend that person when somebody tries to tell us that we should leave out the relationship or take a break or something, and we stay. Because on the other hand, they do make us feel a certain type of way. But if the good don't outweigh the bad, you got to go. Because if that bad outweighs the good, you got to go. You got to put your foot down. Some people don't speak up in their relationship. You got to put your foot down. Be like, yo, I'm unhappy. If you can't make me happy, I can find other things or other people that will make me happy. That's just the reality of it. You have to find your happiness in a relationship. That's the only way you can be successful and grow in that relationship with anybody, whether it's man to man, man to woman, woman to woman, man to fucking animal, whatever. That's a weird one, you know, human being to an animal, but, you know, still, same shit. Happiness is the key in success to anything you want to do. You got to do anything that makes you happy. Just like if you're at a job that makes you angry all the fucking time, you got to go. If you're at a job that makes you happy, you'll feel better about whatever you do in life. Being happy is the goal to make anything possible. You have to be happy. Like me, I'm not so much of a negative person. I like being positive and saying positive things. There are times where, you know, I'm you know, down in the dump, but there's not too many people on this earth, not too many of my friends and family that can say, oh, Terrell was a sad kid and he was always unhappy. You would never get that out of me. I always looked at life as we're not cats. We don't have 9 lives, even though I don't think that shit is true anyway. We have one life to live, and what you do in it affects your everyday. You know what I'm saying? Your todays will forever be history, along with your yesterdays. Your tomorrows will never stop coming. So live today for tomorrow, because it'll never stop coming. What you do today affects tomorrow and your next day. So live that shit. Not saying you need to go out on a limb and just party your ass off and just risk it all on the color black and spin the wheel. Nah, but do what you can to make yourself happy. Point blank period. Especially if you want a successful relationship. Keep yourself happy, and the result, you can make that other person happy. And then also, don't feel like you're the one to blame for another person's unhappiness. If you're with a man or a woman and they're just negative all the time and unhappy, don't get to the point where you feel like you're the reason why. Either try to figure out what makes them unhappy, or put your foot down and be like, yo, you dragging me down, you making me unhappy, which means you're making this relationship unhappy. Either you get yourself together so I can get myself together and we work it out, or you got to go your separate ways, because if you don't want to walk this straight path with me because you want to keep walking in zigzags and U-turns, you got to go. But that's all I got for today, you know. Thanks for listening to Talk That Ish with your boy, Rail. Stay tuned for tomorrow, because tomorrow's episode is definitely the follow-up of Why Do Men Cheat? It's the Q&A, because I got a lot of female friends of mine that has a lot of questions that, you know, I'm going to try to answer to the best of my ability. And again, it's my point of view of why men cheat. So it's, you know, the answers I'm giving is what I think. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's segment, and I hope y'all listen and, you know, share. You can catch me here on Anchor. You can catch me on Spotify. There's a few other platforms I can't remember right now off the top of my head, but, you know, I'll release that any chance that I can. So again, Anchor is a free app. You can start your own podcast with Anchor. You can download it at anchor.fm, or, you know, if you got an Apple iPhone, go to the App Store, download Anchor, and get started from there. If you have Android, You can go to the Google store, I believe, and download Anchor as well. So with that being said, everybody have a safe and blessed day. And make sure you tune into tomorrow's episode. Peace, love, and chicken grease.